This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. World Health Organization officials said Friday the arrival of COVID-19 vaccines should not tempt countries to relax efforts to fight the pandemic. The WHO's top emergency expert, Dr. Mike Ryan, told an online briefing that the world is far from through with the coronavirus.
We should not waste the hope that vaccines bring. We should not waste the precious gift the vaccines will bring by dropping our guard in other areas. It's really, really important.
Meanwhile, the head of the WHO-led mission to Wuhan, China, Peter Ben Embarek, said that the findings of the mission investigating the origins of the virus that causes COVID-19 are expected in March. More than 27 million Americans have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, and they are wondering what to do next. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Do they still need to wear masks? Can they go to restaurants or see their grandkids? They're waiting for federal health officials to give some guidance, and we'll have to keep waiting.
These are complex issues, and the science is rapidly evolving.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the agency's not ready to release its guidance.
We are making sure and taking the time to get this right.
Public health expert William Schaffner says the CDC needs to tell those people something, saying Americans want to see a tangible benefit from being vaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A suicide car bomb killed at least 20 people and injured 30 others late Friday in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. The Islamist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. It has been known to carry out similar bombings in Mogadishu and other parts of the country. The group seeks to overthrow the Somali government and establish a strict Islamic state. This is VOA News. The United Nations Special Envoy on Myanmar urged the UN Security Council on Friday to take action to stop the military junta's violence against peaceful protesters and restore democracy following a February 1st coup. Christine Schraner-Borgener told the 15-member council it was critical to be resolute and coherent in putting security forces on notice and standing with the people of Myanmar. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
The envoy stressed that we must be robust and timely in pushing for a stop to the violence and the restoration of Myanmar's democratic institutions. We must denounce the actions by the military, which continue to severely undermine the principles of the United Nations.
Last month, the Security Council issued a statement voicing concern over the state of emergency imposed by the Myanmar military. However, it stopped short of condemning the coup due to opposition from Russia and China. Pope Francis opened the first ever papal visit to Iraq on Friday with a plea for the country to protect its centuries-old diversity, urging Muslims to embrace their Christian neighbors as a precious resource, and asking the embattled Christian community, though small like a mustard seed, to persevere. Francis brushed aside the coronavirus pandemic and security concerns to resume his globe-trotting papacy after a year-long hiatus spent under COVID-19 lockdown in Vatican City. His primary aim of the visit is to encourage Iraq's dwindling Christian population, which was violently persecuted by the Islamic State group and still faces discrimination by the Muslim majority. U.S. employers stepped up their hiring in February. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The Labor Department says employment rose by a whopping 379,000 jobs last month as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases recedes from the surge that started the year and states and cities begin to ease business restrictions. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate edged down to 6.2%. The report says most of the job gains occurred in leisure and hospitality, one of the sectors hit hardest by the pandemic. Smaller gains were seen in temporary help services, health care and social assistance, retail and manufacturing. State and local government, education, construction, and mining saw declines, and some 10 million people remained unemployed in February. I'm Ben Thomas.
On Wall Street, stocks posted gains, with the Dow up 1.85%, the S&P rose 1.95%, the NASDAQ added 1.55%. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. VOA News.